Tonight on the Worldview Report, the president of El Salvador is making international waves with his comments about the Colorado Supreme Court kicking Donald Trump off the ballot. Meanwhile, the corporate mainstream media, well, they're blowing a gasket after being told the Colorado court ruling represents an early Christmas gift for Donald Trump. Trump calls Joe Biden a threat to democracy. There's a new smoking gun in the case of COVID's origins. And Bill Gates is funding a new type of needleless vaccine. Yeah, it's made with an mRNA variety and does not require a needle. And China's communist dictator did not mince words during his summit last month with Joe Biden, who was told point blank that China will take Taiwan at a time of their choosing. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. We start off tonight with that court ruling in Colorado, where a Democrat-appointed court decided to remove Donald Trump's name from the Colorado ballot in 2024, while also delaying the decision going into effect until January. The court's decision is making international news. El Salvador, their president, he issued a fiery response to the Democrat-controlled Colorado Supreme Court's decision. The court claims that the 45th president is disqualified because he allegedly engaged in a, quote, insurrection, end quote, by stoking the protest at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. However, there was no insurrection at the Capitol, and claims that Trump incited a riot that day, well, they have been widely debunked. In a post on X, El Salvador's president weighed in on the issue and blasted the idea of democracy in America. The president, who is a vocal supporter of Trump, at least he was in the past, slammed the justice system in the U.S. that is being weaponized by the left to undermine the republic. The post by the president of El Salvador was seen almost 5 million times as of Wednesday morning and was touted by many conservatives on social media. Quote, exactly right, end quote. So said America First Legal with their post on X. Quote, which is one of the many reasons why we must all collectively fight to see that it is overturned. This cannot stand, end quote. According to one pollster, the Colorado Supreme Court gave Donald Trump the best Christmas present he could ever hope to get this Christmas. Pollster Frank Luntz told a CNN host exactly what she didn't want to hear Wednesday, that President Trump will end up benefiting from the horrendous Colorado Supreme Court decision kicking him off that state's ballot. Not only is the decision up for appeal, an appeal that Trump is likely to win, if it's judged on any set of facts, but it also gives Trump fresh meat to pound home. The point that he is under attack by the corrupt ruling deep state. Take a look at this exchange.
Frank, what do you think the impact of this ruling will be on their support for him?
It's going to be exactly what the indictments did. It's going to be exactly what the criticisms have done. Donald Trump thrives on negativity. He thrives on legal systems that try to hold him accountable. And I'm convinced that his polling numbers are going to go up. Just today, the New York Times published six key swing states and had Donald Trump up beyond the margin of error in five out of the six. Their polling earlier, a month ago, was significant. Trump is gaining. The more that he is prosecuted, the more that he is condemned, the higher his numbers go as people rally around him. And I would say to the judges, as I said to the Justice Department, you're actually making it more likely that Donald Trump is elected next November by how you are pursuing this. You don't explain the decisions. You don't put things in context. And so Trump climbs and climbs and climbs. And right now, he's beating Joe Biden clearly nationwide.
Well, for the judges would say, look, we're just going by the law without fear or favor. And I mean, but does the context even matter to Trump supporters? Because there have been. I mean, tonight's ruling was really lengthy, explaining point by point why they believe he incited the insurrection, why the 14th Amendment applies to him. But to the average Trump supporter, does that context even matter? Is this more about, once again, Trump is the victim of the deep state kind of thinking?
It actually proves Trump's point. It proves that the people in charge, the people in power, are trying to take him down. But it's not, you're not trying to reach all the Trump voters. You're simply trying to reach 3 or 4% of them that will make a difference in this election. Now, make no mistake, there's very few undecided voters right now. There are very few people going back and forth between Trump and Biden. It's more about those people who are trying to decide whether or not to vote. And I got to tell you, Nikki Haley was gaining and gaining and gaining every single day. But she's going to be lost in the coverage for the next few days, maybe for the next couple of weeks. As Trump turns this to his advantage, he is the best victim politician I have ever seen in my 35 years in doing this. And this is exactly what he would have wanted in the run-up to the Iowa caucus.
Very quickly, because it stuck out to me in looking at these polls, how many people who sat out in 2020 are now saying they're going to vote and they're going to vote for Trump. So you think this just sort of supercharges that, right? It's going to just bring more people out to vote for him who maybe sat out before.
And the state that blew me away was Nevada, because that's a state with a significant percentage of Latino votes. Trump has been screaming about illegal immigration, and Nevada seems to be rewarding him for the language that he uses and for the intensity of his message. If Nevada is going this much for Trump, that ought to send you a big signal about what's happening in America today.
All right.
Did you see the look on her face? She was not happy. I think she wanted that interview to end and end quickly. Donald Trump delivered remarks in Waterloo, Iowa on Tuesday as he sits on a 50-point lead in the polls of the Hawkeye State. Trump discussed important topics with Iowa voters, such as the recent ruling in Colorado, the war on Christians, Christmas, and much more. During his remarks, Trump stated that under the Biden regime, Christians have been under attack. And when he's back in the Oval Office, he will, quote, end the war on Christians, end quote. He proceeded to tell the crowd in Waterloo, quote, when I'm back in the White House, never again will your government be used to target Christians and other religious believers. Upon taking office, I will create a new federal task force on fighting anti-Christian bias to be led by a fully reformed Department of Justice, end quote. Watch this.
As soon as I get back in the Oval Office, I'll also immediately end the war on Christians. I don't know if you feel it. If you have a war, there's a war. Under crooked Joe Biden, Christians and Americans of faith are being persecuted, and government has been weaponized against religion like never before, and also presidents like never before. Here I am. I always say Al Capone was treated better than I was treated. Scarface, Al Capone, he was a tough one. Biden and his corrupt Department of Injustice have sent SWAT teams to arrest pro-life activists. They've targeted conservative parents at school board meetings who don't want filth taught to their children. It's filth. What they're teaching in schools is filth and nonsense. And we can't let that happen. But they're being targeted. And now the communists, Marxists, and fascists are going hard after Catholics, even plotting to send spies into Catholic churches. It's all come out, just like in the Soviet Union from days gone by. Now think of it. If you're Catholic, why would you vote for a Democrat? What they're doing to Catholics, I don't know what's going on with the Catholics, but they're really being persecuted. Why would you vote for Biden, and why would you vote for a Democrat? A new report from the House Judiciary Committee proves that the Biden FBI actually targeted Catholics as potential domestic terrorists. Do you believe this? And, you know, evangelicals will not be far behind, because when that starts, it starts happening on a very major scale. When I'm back in the White House, never again will your government be used to target Christians and other religious believers.
The 45th president also touched on the topic of how the left has replaced Merry Christmas with Happy Holidays. Trump noted that, quote, when Joe Biden lit the national Christmas tree earlier this month, he completely failed to even mention the birth of Jesus Christ, end quote. Trump called attention to the fact that Biden hasn't mentioned Jesus Christ in his annual Christmas remarks for the last 3 years. New York Times editorial writer and MSNBC contributor Myra Gay told Morning Joe Wednesday morning that Americans who oppose the removal of Trump's name from the Colorado ballot are somehow Confederates in disguise. I kid you not. Watch this.
To the Republican candidate's argument that this should be, the voters should have the say and not the courts.
Why are you standing with Confederates who betrayed this country? And this is what they're standing with, is the spirit of those Confederates rather than the Americans who came together after a long and brutal civil war that was fought to keep the Union together and clearly saw a threat in ex-Confederates running for office, so much so that they amended the Constitution to prevent those traitors from running for office. That should send a message that our election system, our electoral system, can be used for nefarious purposes against the democracy itself. It's clear. It's clear as day.
As noted by the Gateway pundit, Myra Gay clearly doesn't know her history, or she would know that Republican Abraham Lincoln was also removed from the ballot in 9 Democrat Southern states. Well, Lincoln won anyway. And Myra Gay, well, she has the audacity to say this as Democrats are removing a Civil War reconciliation monument from Arlington National Cemetery, right while she's making this claim. Removing historical monuments. This is what the Marxists do. They scrub the history of every nation that they are allowed to take over, so the people end up, well, a couple of generations later, with no memory, no historic record of where they came from and what sacrifices were made to retain that freedom. Tucker Carlson noted in a post to X that liberal mobs have torn down countless statues of Christians in this country, but topple a monument to Satan and CNN will denounce you as dangerous, a true enemy of the state. He interviewed the man who was arrested for tearing down a statue to Satan inside the Iowa Capitol. Watch this.
Why did you feel moved to do this?
You know, it's remarkably simple. Satan is evil and the opposite of good, and the enemy of God. And it just struck me as wrong for something like that to be in that government building when it's surrounded by all this other important Iowa history, but it's Iowa history is American history. And I'm American and I love our country. And I don't like statues of Satan in our government buildings. Our modern world tells Christians to hide our faith, to be ashamed of the words of Jesus. I've heard a lot of people, a surprising amount of people, even people on more, that are professing Christians that will say, we have to give equal time to evil as to good. And the simple answer is, no, we don't. No, we don't.
Charlie Kirk recently interviewed a 16-year-old high school girl from Camby, Oregon, named Maddie Carty. Maddie explained quite eloquently what it's like being a female today in America's public schools. The young lady told Kirk that she is forced to change clothes in gym class in front of grown men walking around, watching the girls undress with cell phones in the girls' locker room. These men are, quote, doing who knows what, end quote, with their cell phones. She said, quite possibly taking pictures of the unclothed girls. Even more shocking was that the girl said almost no parents have taken a stand against this indignity and approached even the school board about it. Watch this.
Maddie, thank you for your courage, by the way. So you're in high school, right?
Yeah, I go to Canby High School in Canby, Oregon.
So you say that men are allowed in your locker room and you've had to undress in front of men. Is that correct?
Yes. We at Canby High School in Oregon, there was a Title IX law that I'm sure that has been talked about and whatnot. But we have tried, I've spoke at board meetings and whatnot. You go in the locker room and there's a guy sitting there in sweatpants and a hoodie with a hood on, just watching girls change, not changing himself, just walking around with his cell phone. But just walking around, just watching people change. And it's really uncomfortable. Many girls were so sad and so uncomfortable by it. And I was the only one who was really comfortable speaking out and putting my name out there.
I mean, I'm kind of speechless. Yeah. Like, I mean, so can I ask how old you are?
I'm 16.
So you're 16 years old and you speak at these school boards. Is there a female teacher that has said
I've actually talked to so there's a female teacher that needs to stay inside the PE locker room with us. And I asked her, I was like, all of these girls in here are feeling so uncomfortable. And you know what she said? She said, you know, because of the Title IX law, we can't do anything about it. If you feel uncomfortable, you don't need a change in here. So you can go to run a mile in your jeans that you wear to school. And if you feel so uncomfortable, you can go change in a bathroom stall.
So they claim they cannot do anything about it. What a pathetic excuse. Where are the men in that community? Where are the men in this country? Why aren't men in the faces of those school officials who are allowing this? That's what I want to know. Because you could sense that girl, well, she felt abandoned. And I wonder how many more feel that way across the country. They're just waiting on the men to stand up and come to their defense and protection. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm excited to announce that we're having our biggest Christmas sale ever. You get our brand new six-piece My Towels for only $29.98, or rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper as low as $99.99. Or how about MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98? There's something for everyone. Duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. Well, I know MyPillow products make for the perfect Christmas gifts, so I'm going to extend my money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024. So go to MyPillow.com now or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you get our six-piece towels for only $29.98, or get your very own MyPillow bed sheets for as low as $24.98. It's our biggest Christmas sale ever. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for your support. Your support makes this broadcast and all the other shows that we produce from this desk possible. Our foundation exists to produce and push out as a ministry of WVW Broadcast Network and WVW Foundation programs that help people to understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. If you appreciate our mission statement, then we appreciate your support. As I say over and over, think of us as your conservative alternative to national public radio, national public television. We're able to push all of this out for free by really following this formula. People can support us through our foundation and or through our sponsors. But it takes this plan to cover the necessary budgets to bring you this kind of programming. One of our biggest ways for funding is the foundation. Our foundation also sponsors the Sunday night church service that I've been hosting and teaching since 2015. That happens on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time at worldviewtube.com. worldviewtube.com. Thank you again for your support, particularly your end-of-the-year support is so vital. You can make a contribution online at wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail, and you can even use our phone number if you'd like to make a contribution over the phone, wvwfoundation.com. Thank you. During Joe Biden's November summit with Xi Jinping, the communist dictator told Biden to his face that China will take Taiwan at the time of their choosing. This is according to a new report by NBC News. China, of course, treats Joe Biden like a puppet. Maybe that's because he is, right? NBC News reported that Chinese President Xi Jinping, he bluntly told Biden during their summit in San Francisco that Beijing will reunify Taiwan with mainland China, but that the timing has not yet been decided. That's according to three current and former U.S. officials. NBC News writes, quote, Xi told Biden in a group meeting attended by a dozen American and Chinese officials that China's preference is to take Taiwan peacefully, not by force. The Chinese leader also referenced public predictions by U.S. military leaders who say that Xi plans to take Taiwan in 2025 or 2027, telling Biden that they were wrong because he has not set a time frame. That's according to two current and one former official briefed on the meeting, end quote. Chinese officials also asked in advance of the summit that Biden make a public statement after the meeting saying that the U.S. supports China's goal of peaceful unification with Taiwan and does not support Taiwanese independence. That's what the official said. The White House rejected the Chinese request. Slate News reports that Bill Gates is pumping vast sums of cash into a new needle-free mRNA vaccine technology in preparation for the so-called Pandemic X. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is teaming up on the project with the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, or CEPI. CEPI was also founded by Gates with a $460 million investment. Gates and the CEPI are investing $1.2 million in a startup to create, well, wafers. Wafers that are laced with mRNA that go under the tongue, thereby dispersing his new vaccine. The wafer can be, well, stored at any temperature and can be administered without the use of needles. Critics question the reliability of the technology and the safety of the mRNA platform. With funding from Gates' organization, CEPI is partnering with Jurata Thin Film, Inc. to develop a wafer-like mRNA film. The huge cash injections from Gates will give a massive boost to help this company develop its proprietary vaccine platform. According to the announcement, the $1.2 million grant from Gates is just to get the project off the ground, with more funding coming at later stages. The company says its new platform stabilizes mRNA-containing lipid nanoparticle vaccine technologies in a thin film. It can also remain stable for 3 years, eliminating the need for energy-intensive cold storage that's required by current mRNA vaccines. The company that Gates is working with, along with CEPI, well, they believe that the technology is key to getting vaccines into the bodies of poor people worldwide. I'll leave it to Bill Gates to think of a better, more profitable way to deliver what I think could be life-ending toxic vaccines. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Jordan Schachtel of the Dossier reports that post-COVID tyranny is alive and well in the Buffalo area of New York State. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz has announced an online portal for applying for, quote, essential worker, end quote, status in the event of a state of emergency like a snowstorm or other event. According to the county's press release, quote, the travel exemption portal will define specific categories of workers using a tiered concept to identify who would be exempt from a travel ban in order to commute to and from their place of employment. The list of essential employees will be reviewed annually, and employers will be asked to provide updates when an essential employee's work status changes for any reason that warrants removal from the exemption list, end quote. Keep in mind that one of the most pressing goals of the globalist elites at the World Economic Forum is to restrict people's freedom of movements. Pullen Cars has used his police powers as county executive to declare a, quote, driving ban, end quote, in the event of a snowstorm, so says Schachtel. He writes, quote, the dossier spent a lot of time Friday searching to see if such measures were even legal, hoping to find inquiries in the news media defending New Yorkers from potential rights violations. Unfortunately, we came up empty. In fact, all we found from the corporate media were questions challenging the legal status of businesses that wanted to remain open during a declared emergency, end quote. The driving bans were put in place at the end of 2022 after a major snowstorm, wreaked havoc on the area and resulted in the deaths of stranded motorists. Pullen Cars, he then took the opportunity to announce the new policy as a way to, quote, do something, end quote, about the crisis at hand. Now, 1 year later, they are dramatically expanding that power with the help of both state and federal resources. Quote, under the New York Public Officers Law, no one may travel except personnel deemed essential during the emergency, end quote. That's what he declared on Friday on Twitter, promising to sic, law enforcement on those caught driving without a movement pass. But he also made it clear that it's not just snowstorms that he can use to justify curtailing the rights of Erie County residents. In his X or Twitter thread, he decided that essential worker status applies to a travel ban related to, quote, some other type of catastrophe, end quote, as well. When was it decided that American politicians and bureaucrats had to follow the Constitution unless they declare an emergency? I don't recall the Supreme Court ever signing off on such a, easy method of circumventing the constitutional boundaries within which all government officials should be operating. Do you? Any police officer who enforces this illegal and unconstitutional infringement on the rights of Americans to move about freely in our society, they're part of the problem. And they are enabling tyranny. They would be enforcing the dictates of what I believe is a power-drunk rogue executive. And I hope the people of Erie County, I hope they challenge this illegal and dictatorial policy before it spreads elsewhere in the country. But again, as we saw cops and how many of them behaved during COVID, don't expect many of them to do anything less than follow orders. And then when called on it, will say, I was just following orders. There's another time, another place that happened as well. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks, as always, for watching and supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. Remember, there are two ways to support us. One is through our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. The other way is through our sponsors. When you support our sponsors, they're able to support us. And we have a few sponsors. One of them, of course, is Bella Grace. You can find out more about this elixir that I take twice a day. My wife brought it to us, as you now know. And we just saw a great article yesterday by Dr. Joseph Mercola, on the benefits of AstraZeneca. So if you would like to find out about this powerful elixir with three powerful ingredients, AstraZeneca, cat's claw, and collagen, you can check out the website, melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. When you use that URL, that's how we get credit. So if you want our organization to get credit and that we can use toward our general operating budgets, then we appreciate your using that URL. Melissa House, H-O-W-S-E, melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. By the way, if you decide to get a subscription like we get, we just have this show up in a box every month to our house. If you get a subscription during the month of December, you get one box free. So get your subscription during the month of December now, before December runs out, and you'll get another box absolutely free. By the way, the 80 clinical trials are also there on the website for you to read at melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. One of our other sponsors, of course, is the Medical Emergency Kit by The Wellness Company. That's Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe. It has 8 different medications in here. If you go to the website, twc.health/Brannon, you can find out about the 8 different meds in here. This is a prescription, so check your email if you order it, because you're going to have some paperwork to fill out so that you can get the prescription. There's a doctor behind this. It is a legal medical prescription, so make sure you fill out all the paperwork so you can get your product in the mail. Again, you might want to have these medications on hand, because if there is an interruption, if there's an interruption in the just-in-time inventory or any kind of shutdown of critical infrastructure, you're going to want to have some antibiotics and other meds like this on hand, I believe. I've done this. I've got 4 of these kits for my family. twc.health/Brannon. Also, MyPillow.com. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com/B66. MyPillow.com/B66. Now, I don't know what the globalists have planned and the Marxists and the Islamists have planned for 2024, but I think we're in for a rough ride. So let me ask you this. Do you have your emergency plans in place? You have your emergency food and emergency supplies? If not, or if you need to add to them, please visit WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. There you'll find emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies of all kinds. You can order online at WVWTVstore.com or by calling the number on the screen. So again, make sure you have your plans in place, because I think 2024 is going to get very interesting. Well, thanks again for watching. Till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.